Okay, today's daf is Aaron daf Tzadivav. Back to today's daf, Lezeich HaNishmas, my grandfather, Ephraim Fischel, Ben Rav Menachem Mendel, whose yurt site is today. Shalom and have an aliyah. Okay. So, the fact that we mentioned yesterday, the word Rav Shmuel, with the Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, who says about if you have two, there's a place for two tefillins on your head and on your arm. So the Gemara talks about where you're supposed to put the tefillin. So Tan de Bei Menashe, they learned in the base measures of Menashe. The pasuk says, "Ukshartem los al yodecha," should put the tefillin on your hands. Zo kiboris, that is the kiboris. So what's the kiboris? The kiboris is, it's the bicep, right? Vayu totafos bene necha, right? It says bene necha. Zo katkod, that's the katkod. What the Gemara is going to ask. So hecha, what's the katkod? Amri de Bei Rav Yanai. Makom shemocho shel tinok rofes. It's the soft spot on the head. It's the place where the baby has the soft spot on its head. It's a soft spot. So, get the pictures I gave you. There's major to do about where to put the tefillin. So, basically, look on the first picture on the right. There's four. They split up the bicep into four parts. So if you fold your arm, the first two finger breadths is before the raise in the bicep. That you cannot put up. That's where you may not put it on. The next is where the raise. The next two part is where the bicep rises. The bicep rises. And according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that's where you're supposed to put the tefillin. You have that area. The next part is like from the top of the bicep to where it goes starts to depress. According to the Gra, that's where you're supposed to put the biceps. I'm sure people know how they Gra, they probably put the tefillin a little higher. And the last part is after the biceps are already depressed. That's no longer the right place to do it. So lichat chila, Shulchan Aruch holds, you put it in the base, in the second area. Minhagei Gra, you put it in the third area. So b'di'eved or whatever reason that you have. I mean, nafkamina ma'isa, I guess, could be. If you put it there, or Nebuch, somebody is an amputee, up to what point would he be able to put tefillin on that hand? That's where you put it again. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that it's supposed to be tilted inwards towards the heart. Now, when it comes to the tefillin, tefillin shel rosh. So that's a big issue. I have here a source from apparently Rav Kook wrote a sefer called Chavash Pe'er, all about the proper places where to put tefillin on. And he screams, Mamash screams, about the placement of the tefillin shel rosh. He says that, so the tefillin shel rosh, it's where the lowest part is where the hairline begins. That's the lowest part, not where your hairline is, because that will recede over time. It's where the hairline would be. That's the lowest point of where the tefillin is. Anything below that is no good. And how far back? So far back, It's basically to the top point of the head. What they say is if you go from where your ear starts and you go up, that's the point. So it's very important to tighten your tefillin further back, better. Further down, no good. Now on the back also, it's basically the base of the skull. If you head back, there's a hole sort of back here. That's the neck. Right back there is the base of the skull. That's where you put the knot. But just what he says. He says, if you eat a little bit of the bias goes down below the hairline, lo kiem klal mitzvah tefillin shel rosh. You didn't put tefillin shel rosh on at all. V'doma kamisha kasar tefillin al masnav ohiv shel achorav. So if you put it around your waist, it doesn't count. U'mitzvah tefillin shel rosh lo kiem klal, and you don't do the mitzvah. V'im birech, if you make a bracha when you're tefillin over there, brachasa levatala, it's a bracha levatala, v'avar belav lo tisa. And you're over a lot of Pisa Shane Lashav. He says a few other places. He says, see how many people that they never put on film the right way, and they turn into poshim, they make brachos levatala. He has this whole thing where he absolutely flips out about the cook. Rav Kook have a sefer called Chavash Pe'er, where he basically starts, Hamichshol Sharabim Michsholim Ba Machas Tefillah Shel Rosh. There's a big mishnah where people put where they put the tefillin shel rosh over koma. It's too big, right? It's either too big or too small. If you just touch it, it moves from the wrong place. So he nia es had more sleep. That says with dvarim chovtzim lahavos ish kodesh lochiach laayir to tell people al erech kedulas kedushas hamitzvah achiva shal tefillin shal rosh. You have to be very, very careful. Right. That's in the introduction. And then the way I read before was from this parak beis. So he goes nuts. But this is the makom of the tefillin. Okay, next. And going back to the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah about if you find tefillin on Shabbos, you know, how many can you wear at a time to bring back? Tanakhama says you have to wear one at a time. And Rabbi Gamliel says you can wear two at a time. So now the Gemara is going to give five possibilities as to what their machlokas is about. And they're a little difficult, but you have to just hold up. So lema b'dor shmuel bar yitzchak kamitzvah. Maybe their machlokas is the same, is within the where Shmuel bar Yitzchak said, where Shmuel bar Yitzchak said that there is a makom on the roach for two places of tefillin. So how does that work? The Tanakhama less lay. Tanakhama doesn't hold like Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Rav Gamliel islay ki Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. So what does that mean? The Tanakhama does not hold like Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Therefore, he holds that on your head and on your hands, there's only place for one tefillin. So that's considered a tachshis. That's considered something that you're carrying as an adornment. But the second tefillin that you're wearing, or if you're wearing two, then it's not an adornment anymore. That is a masor, that's a burden. And you have a problem now of carrying on Shabbos. Yeah, you're carrying it on Shabbos. Maybe that you're carrying both on Shabbos. Maybe with the double melacha. So that would be the issue. Rav Gamliel is like Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, and Rav Gamliel holds like Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, and therefore you can save two at a time because you're wearing two. If you have place to wear two, then you're wearing two. It goes back to Tosfos' issue. Well, how big were they that you can fit them on? If they're two massive size tefillin, they're probably not. So where it says low, that doesn't have to be the machlokas. Possibility number two. The kuleyam islahu, the kedir of Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Everyone agrees to Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Everyone agrees that there's makom for two tefillin on your head or on your hand. The hacha b'shabbos man tefillah kemitzvah. The machlokas over here is whether or not there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos. The Shabbos is the appropriate time to be wearing tefillin. Okay. The Tanakhama sover Shabbos man tefillin hu. The Tanakhama holds that Shabbos is the man tefillin. So therefore, what? Rashi says, Tanakama Savar Shabbos Matfilin Hu, Umishum Hatsala, Lo Mishru Be Rabbanan Tzvei Min HaMitzvah. And to save, the Chacham only permitted you more, could they not permit you to do more than what the actual mitzvah is. The left Tachshit Ninu. It's not a Tachshit now, because it's a mitzvah. It's not like you're wearing a necklace. You're wearing something for a mitzvah. The Kosher Kei, the Kei V'Nez Man Tfilin Hu, the Ika Bal Tosif. Now that this is the Zman Tfilin, they have a problem with Bal Tosif now here also. You have a problem about Tosif, but Asi Isser about Tosif Umasi Umasoi Lahu Aleh Kimasoi, and it makes the other one or both of them into a burden, and therefore you can't carry it. So the Tanakhama suffers Man Tefillin Hu, and so therefore, even though putting on Tefillin to Mekayim the Mitzvah is a Tachshit, but you cannot. They didn't permit you to put more than one pair because an extra pair is not the Mitzvah. They're only permitting you to do what the Mitzvah is. We also have our Shabbos last month. He says, no, Shabbos is not this month tefillin. So, listen, tefillin is a tachshit. You have room for two, so take them. You're not wearing anything for the mitzvah, just wearing it. You can wear one necklace, you can wear two necklaces, you can wear a ring on every finger. It's a tachshit, so no problem. Right, Rashi says, why is it not baltosif?
We're in the second.
We'll talk about it. But if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, right now the havin is, you're not makayim any mitzvah, right? Bal Tosos is only relevant when it's connected to a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah here. It's not just Shabbos. According to Rav Gamliel, it's Shabbos. There's no mitzvah wearing on Shabbos.
No, I said
here. Right? He said, that's a problem. It's Bal Tosos. Because it's a mitzvah, because you're wearing the tefillin. Because Shabbos is a tefillin tefillin, then when we put the first one on, you makayim the mitzvah.
He's saying it's not from mitzvah. He's saying it's because
they ask about Muktzah. So he's, yeah, they ask about Muktzah.
Okay,
according to the Ramah, tefillin is a klisha malachal heter, and it's not Muktzah. According to Magen Avraham, it may be klisha malachal malachal, and it'd be usher, but that would be the Muktzah of the Rabbanan. So maybe to save it, they say it's okay. Muktzah is only the Rabbanan. And the question they're talking about, Rashi says the issue over here will be for Baltosif. We'll talk about it. Okay, we'll get to Baltosif more also. The Ibai is Ema, third possibility is no. The Kuli Alma Shabbos Montefillin. Everyone agrees that Shabbos is Montefillin. So everyone agrees that this took place for two. Everyone agrees that Shabbos is Montefillin. But Hacha, and we're going to now hear is a problem because the Girsa, Rashi has two Perushim, And the Perush that Rashi prefers is a different Girus in our Gemara. So I'm going to read it that way. So he says, the Kuli Alma Shabbos Matzvilim Hu. V'hachal b'mitzvah srichos kavana kamitzvah. The Machlokas says whether or not you have to have kavana to be yotzei a mitzvah. Tana Kama Savar Lotzeis. We'll read the Girus of the second Perush of Rashi. Lo boy kavana. Regamliel Savar boy kavana. So how does that work? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says it's the third to last line in Rashi. V'nira li d'hachi garsinan. This is the proper Girsa. Tana Kama Savar mitzvos ain't srichos kavana. Mitzvos do not need kavana. Ulekuli alma tachshit hein. And everyone agrees that it's a tachshit. Hilkach kevon de le inyan mefik gidei chovasa nafik lo kavana. Once you put it on, you're requiring the mitzvah. All right? Shabbos is the zman tefillin. The second I put it on, even without kavana, I'm requiring the mitzvah, and then the whole process goes again. Then the second pair is val tosif, and it's not a tachshit, because you only have the tachshit for the mitzvah, and that's no good. Right? The inyan val tosif nami afagad lo miskavim lo the mitzvah. So once I'm in the mitzvah parameters, right? I'm in the mitzvah parameters. So I'm wearing one pair of tefillin. I'm a kaim the mitzvah without kavana. So the next pair of tefillin I'm putting on is a baltosif issue. Can't carry it. No, you have to have positive actual intent to be yotzei the mitzvah. Hilkach the baltosif nami lo aver ad mekayim the mitzvah. So what happens? I put the first one on. I don't have intent to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's a tashin. I put the second one on. I'm not making any mitzvah now because I didn't have intent. The second one's not baltosif. I'm not doing anything. Baltosif is only in. It's the whole thing. But baltosif is only relevant when you're connected to a mitzvah. It's an expansion of an existing mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, there's no baltosif. It's not part of it. Right? So, for example, everyone asks, well, what about Yom Tov Sheni? Isn't that baltosif? Right? What about the fact that we open the Zaki Beit HaTakana, that you take the Lulav and Esrog and Abraham all 7 days? The Mishnah Torah is only one day. But now we take it all 7 days. Wasn't that Baltosif? No, that's not Baltosif. Because the second mitzvah there is not an expansion of the first mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah there to take it, to have Yontav Sheni. It's not an expansion. It's not an expansion of the new mitzvah. You take you take tefillin and you put a fifth parsha in the tefillin. Baltosif, because you're doing it within the mitzvah. So here, what's going on? If you don't have kavanah for the mitzvah, you're not in the mitzvah. So there's no expansion of a not. You can't expand. You can't be over baltosif of a mitzvah if you're not talking about a mitzvah. There's no expansion. There's no expansion of anything here. According to Rabbi Gamliel, you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah. So you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But the second one also, because they're both now tachshitim. Right, so that's a different thing. So I mean, there are those who say that Chabad has that, where they take the arub, they have the arubas and they wrap the hadassim around the arubas. So I don't think the Ramah doesn't really go for that, but the problem that may not be Tosfos, because there's some who say that the numbers, this, that the numbers given in the I'm giving a limud tzfus for Chabad, so that's a minimum, and that they can do that. And also they say they're not using that to be yotzei the mitzvah. I mean, I hear you. It looks like it's a
prepared,
right?
Is every case
Well, that's a machlokas. Next case. So, what's the next case? The next case is Ibai saying, "But the kuliyamim latzei slo boi kavana." In order to be yotzei the mitzvah, you don't need kavana. Automatically, they're putting the tefillin on. You're climbing the mitzvah. And again, so it's Shabbos is Man Tefillin. So you put it on, you're carrying the mitzvah. So now we have Baltosif. No, automatic Baltosif. No. Well, the focus is whether you have to have Kavana, that what you're doing is part of them, is to expand the mitzvah, and that would be, and that's the Machlokas. So, Tachala Avor Mishum Baltosif Kamitli. The Tanakama Sabra Lavor Mishum Baltosif Lovay Kavana. No, the second you're within the parameters of a mitzvah, and you do more, you're over the mitzvah, over the it's your Baltosif. So here, the second I put the tefillin on, I don't need Kavana, I'm carrying the mitzvah. I don't need Kavana for Baltosif either. They go hand in hand. There's no need for kavana. But Rabbi Gamliel says no. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Lavo mishul baltosif boy kavana." So I put the tefillin on the first pair. So I'm a kai in the mitzvah. Ah, so you put the second pair on, you can be baltosif. No, I don't have kavana to be yotzei. I don't have kavana for that to be. See here, clearly, two pairs of tefillin on the head is a problem of baltosif. So I'm not exactly sure how that works with those who wear those who wear two at a time. But I'm sure they have what to be some of. So that's the problem about. He says that's the problem about Tosif. Rashi says, "Top Rashi, Ibais Eim Leinyan Latzeis to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Kuli Amel Lo Pligi Didei Chovas Say Nafik Afagat Lo Yikaven." You're Yotzei the Mitzvah even without Kavana. Uli Inyan about Tosif Pligi. The Tanakama Ki Heichidu Inyan Mafik Nafik Kliyim Baal Tosef and Nami Ofer. Just like your Yotzei and Mitzvah, they go hand in hand. Baal Tosef and they have a flip side of each other. You don't need Kavada. Once you can climb the Mitzvah, you do more, you're over the Isser Baal Tosef. If you didn't have Kavana to do the Mitzvah, you're Yotzei the Mitzvah, but you can't have Baal Tosef there. Because I don't have Kavana for the Mitzvah. You can separate the obligations for, separate the the setup for Baal Tosef from the setup of the time of the Mitzvah.
What if they put on one pair? Why is it Baal Tosef?
Put one on. Let's say, Shartam la'osos. Right? And they put on two, just put on one.
One pair,
chilling. Yeah, so that's what we're going to have. So you're right. You go to Fos, Bein Decha. One's on your Decha, one's on between your, one's on your head. So the Fos is, there's the Gemara and Menachos that turns out. What does Tota Fos mean? It's the Machlokas, whether it's with the Vavs or it's a foreign word that talks about the Bapi. Okay. The Ebi is Ema, or you can say like this. E the Sphirolon, if they would hold that the Shabbos Montfilin, if we're going to hold like the previous answers, that Shabbos is Montfilin, the kuliyamo lola avor boy kavana, the lola tseis boy kavana. Everyone's going to hold that you need kavana, and therefore, once you say that Shabbos is Montfilin, you can put on the first one and you can put on the second one because you don't need kavana. Lola avor. Everyone agrees that you don't. Sorry, you can't do any of them because you lola avor boy kavana. The Lolotzeis by Kavana. Right, you don't need Kavana. So automatically you'll be in violation. Right? Problem is, here say, Hacha, the Lav or Shalob is Manachmiflin. No, the Machlokas is here is that they hold Shabbos as Lav's Manachmiflin. Okay, so the Machlokas is going to be something else. Is Bilavor Shalob is Manachmiflin. Can you violate the Isser of Baal Tosef even during a time when there was no Chiyuv of the Mitzvah? Right. Rashi says, "Ibais ema isvirulon de lekulei alma Shabbos zman tefillin lo laavor velo latzeis." Wait, but that base that doesn't make sense. He says, "Lekulei alma Shabbos zman tefillin lo laavor velo latzeis boy kavana ikabal tosif." Right. If Shabbos is zman tefillin, then there's no problem. You don't need kavana and you violate Baal Tosef right away. Ella. Shabbos laz mantfilin hu. They're going to hold the Shabbos as not mantfilin hu. Ubahacha pligi. And this is what the machlokes would be. This is attempt number five. The Tana Kama Saver Shalobas Manonami. If you below Kavana mitzvahi, b'tosefas ima. Even though it's not the Zman, right? You know Kavana, you still can be violating Baal Tosef. Interesting. The Rabbi Gamliel Shalobas Mano, the Eno Miskavin, Inkan Remes Mitzvah, Inkan Tosefas. If there's no mitzvah, there's no Baal Tosef. Which seems to be Apisar, seems to make more sense. The Gemara says that cannot be the machlokes. Then I have a problem. I hachi, the Rabbi Meir, zug echad nami lo. Well, according to Rabbi Meir says you can carry one. If Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, and you don't need kavana for Baal Tosef, then the second I put the first one on, I violate Baal Tosef. Right? He says, Rashi says, zug echad nami lo, the yesh kan tosefes, shemosif Shabbos alachol le mitzvahs tefillin. Because you're adding, don't put look at the Baal Tosef as now the as in the Chetzah, look at it in the day. You're now I'm adding, I'm saying I can be Yotzei Mitzvah Tefillin on Shabbos.
There's no mitzvah. You say it's got to be tied to a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah.
Right, but Rashi is talking to the mitzvah. He's talking to the mitzvah during the week. So if I'm wearing it on Shabbos, it's Baal Tosef. It's difficult. Right, so this is an interesting with the Sukkah. The Sukkah, that's the next thing. But Ode, Hayashim Mishmin V'Sukkah Yilke. Sitting in the sukkah is like a shooting service. Someone sits in the sukkah today, there's no Baal Tosef. We're not even the purview of the mitzvah.
But,
because it's not because it's not sukkah. It's not even,
I don't know. It's not
yeah, so how does that work? How does that work with the first case? Like, how are you wearing tefillin? How does wearing tefillin on Shabbos come to Baal Tosef?
Sitting in the sukkah on Baal Tosef is not Baal Tosef.
No.
Sitting in the day of the sukkah is Baal Tosef.
Right. Because you're within
the time frame
of the mitzvah. I mean, it's a good question over here. How is it equal Baal Tosef? Because if Shabbos, there's no mitzvah now. So Rashi says it's because you're most of Shabbos al chol and mitzvahs tefillin. Just interesting way of doing it, right?
Wait,
Right. So you said, I mean, the tzib and the Rami Sada asked that question. I didn't see the answer. Right. What happens if? Right. And you have to be. Does that mean that you have to be doing malacha 24/7 during the week? Because if I rest from any malacha on Sunday, it's Baal Tosif of Isser Malacha on Shabbos.
It's a big problem. Everything you think of is going to become a problem.
Exactly.
Everything you think of is going to become a problem.
Yeah, that's a little. We're going to reject the answer. We're going to reject that answer anyway. So Gemara says, "Ihachi Rabbi Meir Zugech Hanamilo," which is the first thing. Then you're right. I mean, you can't wear the first one because that's Baal Tosef. And also he says, "Va'od Hayashem Mishmini Basukah Yuka." If someone sleeps in the sukkah, or according to Mordechai, if someone just eats in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and we're dealing with Chutz La'aretz, you should get Malkus, right? Rashi says, "Va'od Hayashem Mishmini Basukah Yuka to Mosif Shmini Al Shvi," because now you're adding the eighth day to the seventh day, right? "Va'ana Mesiv Yasvinon Mishmini Basafek Shvi LeChatila," and we know Lacha is he's supposed to sit in the sukkah. Chutz La'aretz on Shmini. Now you're supposed to. You have to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeretz in Chutz La'aretz. It's a must. It's a chiyah. The Shulchan Aruch passes that way. Gemara passes that way. Ella shelo bizmanu below kavana lav tosevasi. But what we do is we basically say if today is then it's biyose. If today's not, then I'm just stop sitting here without kavana. So you see, if you don't have kavana biyose in the mitzvah during a time when it's not the mitzvah, there's no Baal Tosef, right? He says Ella shelo bizmanu below kavana lav tosevasi. Because if today is really the eighth day, we don't have kavan biyotzeh.
What was Rashi saying before?
Rashi's explaining what the havamina was in that. He says, but so it can't be. So it can't be that if it's not the zman of the mitzvah and you do it goes back to the way we explained. If you're not within the mezgeret of a mitzvah, you're not within the framework of a mitzvah, there's no Baal Tosef. So Gemara says, "Ela machvarta ki l'shinu mikara." It makes sense to explain like we explained above. Rashi, for some reason, says machvarta l'shinu mikara that b'shabbes zman v'lazman tefillin hu kamim pukim. It goes back all the way to the original machlokas so of whether Shabbos is man tefillin or not man tefillin. The Meiri says, Rashash, the Meiri goes, "Why do you have to reject? You only have to reject one answer. Well, any of the other four answers could still be the machlokas. We didn't have a kash in any of the other four answers. We're in a kash here. So why is Rashi going back specifically to that answer? Okay." That's the hard part of the Gemara today. There's a whole to do also over here. Remember, one of the things that we mentioned was mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah lav srichas kavana. So, there are many rishonim, Tosas and Sukkah, there's Aran and Rosh Hashanah, that mitzvah srichas kavana, the machlokas is only if you do the mitzvah stam without kavana, you don't say. But, if you had beferish specific intent not to be Yotzei, right? Specific intent not to be Yotzei, then according to everybody, you're not Yotzei de Yehovah, right? And so since you're not, and so why in this instance, in all these cases over here, can't you say that when he puts on the tefillin to carry it out, he says, I have specific intent not to be Yotzei. If I have specific intent not to be Yotzei, then there's no Baal Tosef either, because I'm not within the concept of a mitzvah. Well, over here it seems to indicate that it doesn't give you that option. It's just a second you put it on, you're kind of in the mitzvah, even without kavanah. Well, who's to say that? Put it on, tell the guy, put it on, and have specific intent not to be kind of the mitzvah, and therefore you won't be yotzei the mitzvah, and therefore you're out of the woods with Baal Tosef as well. You can carry two. Okay? So based on this kasha, the Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that we don't pass that as we've shown him, that specific intent, it doesn't make a difference. If mitzvah slot tzrichas kavanah means you don't need kavanah. Without it's automatic, and that's what there's a Turi Evan that says that as way as well. But to deal with that, I know that there's a Chazon Ish and the Kovach Shiurim that talks about. I'm not sure I understand. The Kovach Shiurim seems to say that the specific intent of not to be Yotzei only works. If we're talking about a mitzvah that requires a machshava, but if the mitzvah is only within an action, it's only a maisa, so then it doesn't make a difference. The second you put it on, then you're mekayim. So certain things that you have to have, I'm not sure what the examples would be. But we'll look that up. Okay, next part of the Gemara. We had mentioned that some people hold this is machlokas as well as a Shabbos is man tefillin or not. So now we want to find out, well, who holds that Shabbos is man tefillin? Uman Shamisle, Shabbos Mantvillin. who holds that Shabbos is an appropriate time to be wearing tefillin. So, Rabbi Akiva, we say that it's Rabbi Akiva. It's a sheet of Rabbi Akiva, the Sanya, the following brightso regarding the mitzvah of tefillin. Okay, this is at the end of the parsha of Kodesh before, right? It says, V'hoi l'chalos l'agadecho, l'zikaron b'inecho, l'man t'yatov shem b'picho, k'ibiyach hazach l'tzicha Hashem l'mitzrayim. It says, V'shamarta s'achuka hazos l'mo'adom yimim yimima. So what's the chuka hazos? So what's that? Pasuk says, V'sanya, V'shamarta s'achuka hazos l'mo'adom yimim yimima. So the Tanakhama there says, Yomim v'lo leilos. It says Yomim and not leilos. Mi Yomim, from the days, v'lo kol Yomim, and not all days, prat l'shabbosos yomim tovim. It comes to exclude Shabbos and Yontif that are excluded. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Those are the words of Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Lo nemar chukah zo, el in your Pesach bilvad. This last part of the Pasuk, the Shamar says, chukah zo, smodam yim yamima, not talking about tefillin at all. It's talking about we're dealing about the rest of the Parsha over there. The rest of the Parsha is talking about Pesach. So it says, it's talking about Pesach, right? But it's not talking about mitzvah of tefillin at all. So since Rabbi Akiva doesn't have this drasha of saying yomim or mi yomim, to be Mimaik, Shabbos and Yontif, therefore he's going to hold that Shabbos and Yontif is his mind filling. Tosfos here goes on to the issue that comes up every year, twice a year. What about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed? How does it work with tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Tosfos Paskins, he says, Ulechora ein lahaniach tefillin b'Chol HaMoed. Should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. She ain't sarich os. You don't need an os. The whole idea is that close to have two osos. Right, that what about a person who can't have a bris? He's a hemophiliac, so maybe he should wear tefillin on Shabbos to have the osa Shabbos and the osa. Right, but that's dealt with, right? Women. Well, we'll get to women later, but whether it's mitzvah seishas man grum or not mitzvah seishas man grum. Right, I don't have it anyway. But if it's a mitzvah seishas man grum, if Shabbos and Yont, if tefillin is lavs man, if Shabbos and Yontif is lavs man tefillin who, then it's a mitzvah seishas man grum. If Shabbos and Yontif is man's tefillin, then it's not a mitzvah seishas man grum, because it's all day. Then women would have an obligation to wear tefillin. So he says, number one, she'ein tzaruch os to asr malacha b'davar she'einu oven. Number one, Chol HaMoed, you have the second os, you have the os of malacha. There's an isr malacha. There's no isr malacha Chol HaMoed. There's mamash an isr malacha. There happens to be five potatoes. But it's an isr malacha, so that's your os. And number two, he says, Lo the chai b'sukkah b'chag, the os of the sukkah on the chag, and with Pesach asr mechilas chametz, not eating chametz. He doesn't say you have to eat matzah. That's not an obligation. He says the absolute obligation is not to eat chametz, right? B'chein paskim b'hilkos gadolos, and so too with the b'hag paskim, you don't wear tefillin. Then he brings the Rishalmi, which seems to indicate that you can either write someone's tefillin with Chol HaMoed if they lost their tefillin, which seems to say that you should be wearing tefillin with Chol HaMoed, and it comes down to machlokas in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch paskim like Tosos, but if you don't wear tefillin, the Ramah paskim that you do. Wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Gra is pretty clear. Not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And everyone should do whatever their minog is. Except in Israel, make sure not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because they'll throw a sorogim at you. Seriously, they will. So I know my brother-in-law. Okay. So the Gemara says that now we're saying that the Shito holds that Shabbos is man tefillin is Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says that can't be. The Ela Hadutnan. We have a Mishnah, this is the opening Mishnah in Krisus, that says Pesach Umila Mitzvos Asei. Right, that Pesach, right, you have these lists over there, certain mitzvos that if you violate these mitzvos, you chayev kares. The list of a whole bunch of lav, but it also mentions two asays that if you violate, you get kares, and that is Pesach and Mila. It's a mitzvos asay. So lema de lo Rabbi Akiva. It must be that Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Akiva. De Rabbi Akiva, because if it's Rabbi Akiva, keva de mokila, right? He says v'shamarta esachuka is talking about Pesach. So now you have the word shamor, right? Shamor by Pesach, right? So Pesach lav nami icha. So Pesach should also be a lav because we hold like Rabbi Avin. Because Amar Rabbi, we hold like Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi La, the Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi La, kol makom shenemar he shamar pen va'al eno ela belo sase. Right, if you have the lashon of shamor, pen, and al, that tells you to talk about a lav. So if you have the lashon of shamor, right, because we said shamar to sachuka sos yamim yimimodo yamim yimima, Rabbi Akiva says talking about Pesach, so I have a lav by Pesach. So the Mishnah says that Pesach is an asay, can't be like Rabbi Akiva. Or says, wait a second, no, it doesn't mean like that. If we're talking about not doing an action, Hishamar says that becomes a lav. If we're talking about doing an action, Hishamar says that it's an asay. Doesn't turn it into a lav. It doesn't turn a positive action into a negative action. It just turns whatever's mentioned into a mitzvah saseh or a mitzvah lo saseh. So afilu tema Rabbi Kiva. No, that mishnah still go according to Shita Rabbi Kiva. He shamered the lav. He shamered asay. That's all. The lesson over here, Rabbi Kiva says v'shamarta. It doesn't turn it into lav. Shamarta says v'shamarta. Chukas also mean the mitzvah asay to do it. And that mitzvah asay happens to be if you violate it, you get karis. That's the.
They say it's by
tzilah.
How do you?
Mishamarta sa chukah is also moada. You mean because I don't know. I don't because there that may not be that. That's talking about the actual mitzvah. The mitzvah is somebody else, and by tzilah is talking about when you do the mitzvah.
Yes. How do you play
shomer?
The same word,
shomer. But there it's not talking. It's not giving you the obligation. It's not giving you the obligation. The obligation is k'shartem lo sayadecha, you're supposed to be necha, and then be careful not to. Right? Or you could say that he's shamer, same answer. He's shamer means, it's mitzvah saseh. Okay, so now the Gemara asks again. We're still that Rabbi Kiva is the one that says that Shabbos is matvilin. Gemara says, really? Rabbi Kiva suffers Shabbos matvilin who? Atanya, the following brisa. Rabbi Kiva omer, Rabbi Kiva says, yachol yaniach adam tefillin b'shabbos yom tovim. You might think that someone can wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Talmud Omar, therefore the pasuk comes to tell us, os ayodecha. It should be an os ayodecha. Mi shetrichim yos yotzu, elu shehen gupanos. A day that needs an os, you wear tefillin. Day that doesn't need an os, you don't wear tefillin. What days don't need an os? Shabbos, Yontif, or Tosos Kolomoy as well. Or Tosos Kolomoy. But you see clearly, Rabbi Kiva says, you do not wear tefillin. Shabbos is not this man's tefillin. So who's the shita who holds that tefillin is Shabbos is man's tefillin? It's not Rabbi Kiva. We reject that. Ella hai tana hu. It's the following tana. The sanya, we have another brisa. Haneyur balayla. Someone who's awake at night. Right? So he's a guy who's awake at night. He's not sleeping at night. So he doesn't have to worry about Shema Yafiyah. The reason we take off when he's sleeping because you're worried about Shema Yafiyah. But he's awake at night. So guys are up at night. Ratzacholit. If he wants to, he can take them off. If he wants to, we can leave them on because there's no Baal Tosef over here because Lila is also according to him Zman Tefillin. You can wear Tefillin at night. So Divrei Rabbi Nosson. Those are the words of Rabbi Nosson. Yonasan Hakitoni. Well, I guess that's the name of the place. Omer, Ein Manichin Tefillin B'Lila. You may not wear Tefillin at all at night because Tefillin is Lila's mind on Tefillin. So me delilah latana kamas matvilin, Shabbos nami is matvilin. So if he holds that Lila is matvilin, he must hold that Shabbos is also matvilin. Why? Because we said, right, yamim yamima, you know, yamim is night, mi yamim is Shabbos and Yontif. So he says, oh, wait a second. Who says they go hand in hand? Maybe he holds that he can wear tefillin all day and all night during the week. And on Shabbos, he don't wear tefillin. There's Dilma, Svirule, Lila's Montefillin who, and Shabbos La's Montefillin who, and Shabbos is not his Montefillin. Now we have precedent for that type of Shita, the Hashemile, because we know that the Shita of Rabbi Kiva is, the Amr Lila's Montefillin who, he says that Lila is Montefillin, but Shabbos La's Montefillin. But we just work clearly, he says that Shabbos is not. So he holds Lila is Shabbos. Who says it's because you hold that nighttime is Montefillin, you have to hold that Shabbos is Montefillin. Again, we don't have a mind of Amr who holds that Shabbos is Montefillin. So it must be as follows. And this is a very interesting and complex sugya. I mean, everything today. Mitzvah, Shusha, Kavana, Baal Tosef, a lot to full daf today. An atypical Erevin daf. You could talk about Shas sugyas unrelated to, Karpifos. Right? So Ella. Yeah, Women of the Wall. Yeah. Well, Women of the Wall is more than that. There's also the laning and doing that. Wow, but yeah. All right. I had an experience where I went to a bar mitzvah and I got there too early. And apparently, it was an egalitarian minyan, where women were wearing tefillin. So, me being the closer that I am, I walked up to women and said that your shahrosh is not in the right spot. But the host didn't appreciate it. The host did not appreciate it. No, it was off to the side. So Ella, hot time. So my wife wasn't happy. What? No, it was during the week. I didn't understand. So they were all wearing the yarmulke, right? They were wearing yarmulke for davening. So this woman was, I mean, whatever. She was really pretty observant of what she does. So after davening was over, she took off the tefillin, she took off the talis, she took off her yarmulke, she went to wash, and she made a bracha. If you're wearing a yarmulke, the reason is you can't say Shem Hashem without the yarmulke. So put the yarmulke on to make the bracha. Why are you taking the yarmulke off? Well, my cousin said, "Just leave. I didn't understand. I know, but she did it. I didn't understand.
No,
but she took it off. She took it off, and then she started making brachas, which was amazing. Which was amazing that she made like a really intense bracha on everything that was. And this was a really from woman. She really made this guy in certain other ways, but she was really, really serious. She was very serious in what she was doing. So whatever, off topic. Elah Tanahu. This is the Tana who holds that Shabbos is Mantvilin. The Sanya of Ebraisa. Michal Bas Kushi. Michal, the daughter of the Kushi. Who's the Kushi? Kushi is Shaul. Why is he a Kushi? He's just like Kushi is, right? Just like someone who can't get pigment off of your skin. So to Shaul had his wonderful midos, and that separated him from everybody else. But Michal Bas Kushi, Haisa Manachas Tvilin. She would wear Tvilin. Below Michal Bas Chachamim. And the Chachamim never did say anything to her. They didn't say anything to her. There, and also Ishto Shel Yona, the wife of Yona, right? Yona Navi, Haisa Ola Laregel. She used to go bring a korban Ola Tzriya. Below Michal Bo Rabo Chachamim. They didn't say anything. So Midelo Michal Bo Chachamim. For the fact that Chachamim didn't say anything to her, Alma Kasabri must mean that they hold Mitzvah Ashe Shelos Mangrama Hui. He said it's a Mitzvah Ashe Shelos Mangrama. According to Havmina here is, any Mitzvah Ashe Shelos Mangrama women are not supposed to do. We don't hold that. But the Havmina is, they're not supposed to do it. So they... Exactly. We'll get to that. So, but they, right at this point in time, they're saying if it was a mitzvah seishah zman grama, the chachamim would say you can't wear it. The fact that they didn't say anything shows that it's not a mitzvah seishah zman grama. Well, if it's a mitzvah seishah zman grama, that means women mukhuyim. Therefore, Shabbos is mantvilin. But if Shabbos is mantvilin, what? Also, everyone's in nighttime. Nighttime is mantvilin. So, but if that's the case, then Michal wore tefillin. All women should be wearing tefillin then, if that's the case. I mean, only Michal. If you say that, it's a mitzvah station. Lo zman grama. Lo Michal bo chachamim. What do you mean, lo Michal bo chachamim? They should have been telling everyone to put on tefillin. I don't understand the lashon over there. What? Right. The Dilma Safra La, maybe he holds. No. Who says that this proves that tefillin is not a mitzvah station as man grama? The Dilma Safra La, here Rabbi Yossi. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yossi. The Amar, who says, Mashim somchos v'shus, right? It says b'nei Yisrael somchim v'lo b'nos Yisrael somchim. They do smicha on a korban. And Rabbi Yosef says if they want to, they can. I mean, the mitzvah says shas man grama. They don't have an obligation to do so, but they may do so. So now it makes sense. It's still a mitzvah says shas man grama. Michal wore it. They didn't say anything because they figured that Michal she can keep a goof nafki. She doesn't have to not concerned. She's a tzaddikus. They didn't have to worry about Michal. Then it makes more sense, right? The ilo teimahachi. Because if you don't say this, then how do you talk about Yonah's wife? Yonah's wife is bringing a carbon olisaria that everyone holds in mitzvah seisha says man grama. Everyone holds that. Dilo temahachi ishto shel Yonah heis olu regel blo michal ba mi ikleman da amar. Who holds that regel la mitzvah seisha says man grama? Who Pesach, Sukkot, and Shulos are quintessential mitzvah seisha says man grama. They don't happen on the time of the year. It's a mitzvah seisha says man grama. So, and she's going to be mekayim the mitzvah, and they didn't say anything. So that's clear talking about, and it's in the same paragraph as michal. Talk about cases where it's a mitzvah sashay shas man grama. The woman wants to perform that, do it. Go ahead and you can do it. The reason why women wear tefillin is for other side reasons about kufnaki, like ish, all these other issues that you can ask your poskim about. Right? So elakasav rishus hakanami rishus. It's permitted. Right? This long tosis over here gets into the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam as to whether or not when women do perform a mitzvah sashay shas man grama, do they make a bracha? They make a bracha on the tilas lulav. Ashkenazim do. Sfaradim do not. Okay, the ilo tame, right? So he says, so ella hatanoi. So we don't have a raya who holds that Shabbos is matan tefillin. So ella haitanohi. It's the following tana, the sanya. We have the following brisa. This brisa is very similar to our mishnah, but hamotzi tefillin, right? So someone finds tefillin on Shabbos in a place where it could get lost. Machnison, you can bring them to a makam hamashumar to save them. Zug, one pair at a time. The way that you wear it during the week. You wear it now, right? The shalyal on your arm, the shalrosh on your head. You take them off, and then you go back and take the other tefillin until you bring all the tefillin back, right? Echad ha'ish, the echad ha'isha. Whether it's a man or a woman who found the tefillin, they can wear it and bring it back, right? Echad chadashos, the echad yishanos, divrei meir. It doesn't make a difference whether they're old looking tefillin or new looking pair of tefillin, you can bring them back. Rabbi Yehuda Oseh B'Chadasha. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if they're new tefillin, you can't bring them back because he has the chash that maybe these are just for a kmiya and there's no kedushas tefillin, and now you're carrying them for no reason. Same in our Mishnah. But right, he says, Rabbi Yehuda Oseh B'Chadasha Zomater B'Yishanos, because then you can say that you can see the knot that's done for tefillin, it's vade for tefillin, and they have kedusha. So Ad Kan Lo Pligi Ela B'Chadasha B'Yishanos. The machlok to Rabbi Meir and Yehuda is only regarding new or old pairs of tefillin. Aval b'isha lo pliki, but they have no machlokus regarding the woman. The woman can definitely bring back the tefillin. So shma mino, you see from here, mitzvah asay shelo asman gromahu. It's a mitzvah asay shelo, but komasay shelo asman groma chayovas. How do you prove that this is a mitzvah asay shelo asman groma? You see from here that mitzvah asay is because since they're chayovos in hanachas tefillin, so that would be derech malvush for the woman to bring it back. If it's not the way, if women do not have an obligation of tefillin, meaning that mitzvah seishas man grama, then she can't wear it because it's not derech malvush. It'll be a masa, it'll be a burden for her to carry it. She's not going to be yotzi anything when she puts them on. So this man damra holds that the reason why the women can do it is because they have an obligation. Mitzvah seishas lo is man grama, and therefore they can carry it and bring them back. Tosfos asks, what's the riot? What are you talking about? So you're wearing it. So you have a kind of mitzvah with it, but you're still wearing it. Just like the man wears it, she's wearing it. So it says, we're talking about dealing with Mishun to have a malbush leash. Since it's a malbush for the man, it should be a malbush for the woman also. What's the problem? Okay, kids, very good, right? So v'yesh lomer d'hayu dafka l'ish. It's a malbush for a man. Why? Mishun d'rogil l'lofshon b'chol. Because that's they regularly wear it during the week, so they can wear it during the Shabbos. Aval l'isha lo. K'damin ha'sam. Something specifically for a begging for a man, not a begging for a woman. So if you would say that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, the woman would not be able to bring these tefillin back because then she'd be violating carrying. Only because Shabbos is zman tefillin and she's miyotzi the mitzvah, can she put them on and carry them out? Now we have our Tana who says that Shabbos is zman tefillin. Really? Maybe? Maybe not. The Dilma Savla Krabiosi. Maybe holds like Rabbi Yossi, the Amr Nashim, so of course Rishus. That Nashim doing smicha is a Rishus. And so to here, women, you're not obligated to wear tefillin, but if you do, you get a mitzvah. Right? So the mitzvah says, still do, you get a mitzvah. So, so what? She's not obligated, but she could carry it because she makes a mitzvah. It's still Shabbos as man, is lazman tefillin, but the woman could still carry it out. So there's lo slaka daita. Right? You can't say that they hold like Rabbi Yossi, the low Rabbi Meir, the low Rabbi Yossi, the low Rabbi Yehuda, the low Rabbi Yossi. Who's the man to Amr here? They're talking about Rabbi Meir of Yehuda. And we know for a fact that Rabbi Meir of Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. How do we know for a fact that Rabbi Meir of Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? Which we're going to find a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, and we're going to find a Stam Sifra like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So we say, hey, low Rabbi Meir, Sovra, look at Rabbi Yossi, that's not. We have a Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah. Ein ma'akvin, sa tinokos, mulis tekoa. We don't stop the tinokos from blowing shofar. Hanashim ma'akvin. We do stop the women from blowing. The Stam Asnis or Meir, the Stam Mishnah here, goes like a Meir. We don't permit the women to blow the shofar on Shabbos because it's a Mishnah Sishas Man Grama, and they're not allowed to do it. So, clear, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. The low Rabbi Yehuda serve like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Sanyu, the following Brisa in Torah's Pahanim, Pasuk says, Daver El B'nai Yisrael, the Samach, right? Smicha, right? B'nai Yisrael, Somchim, the Eben Oshis Rol Somchos. Only men do Smicha, women don't do Smicha. Rabbi Yossi, Shimon Omrim, Nashim Somchos. The women can do Smicha, right? Rishus, they're allowed to. But Stam Sifra, and Stam Sifra is who? That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So our case over here, we're talking about May Rabbi Yehuda, they definitely don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. They're allowing the women to wear, to carry the tefillin out. The only reason why they can allow the women to carry the tefillin out is because they say the women are obligated in the mitzvah. The only way women are obligated in the mitzvah is because Mitzvah Sishon is Mangrama. So we have Rashita who says that Shabbos last month's tefillin, it's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says as follows. Hamotzei tcheles b'shuk. Someone finds, you know, threads, colored but tcheles in the street. Can he carry them? Can he use them, I guess, for tzitzis? Tzitzis has to be done l'shma. So were these done the same tzitzis? So if it's lishonos, if they're just strips, psulos, we say it's pasul. The strips are maybe they're not mitzvah tcheles. Maybe they were done for an article of clothing or something like that. But if it's chutin, if it's threads, then ksherim. So maishna lishonos. Why do we say the lishonos you can't do darmina daita the glimat tzivanu? Maybe they were dyed for the purposes of making a cloak, right? Chutinami neima daita the glimat tzivanu. Maybe the threads also were done to make a cloak. They said no b'shizurim. They're twisted. So they're twisted, you know, for the fact that no one's gonna do this for a cloak. They're only clearly doing it for a mitzvah. So Gemara says shizurim nami adaita the shifta the glimat tzivanu. Maybe it's for the hem of the cloak. Maybe that's why they're doing it threaded. So he says, no, because mufsakin, they're cut short. The kulei hai vadi lo tarich inchi. Because a person's not going to be torich so much to cut it and to twist it and to dye it in order to do the cloak. If it's done like this, it's clear. If you're going to go through the pain, you're doing it for the mitzvah. So now how does this relate to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that if you find new ones, new tefillin, you can't carry them. Maybe it's kamiyah. So someone's going to go through the whole process of making tefillin for the kamiyah. So Amar Rava, what are you talking about? You said over here that people is not Torah. Our Mishnah says people are Torah. Right? Adam Torah, last was kamiyah, kamiyah, tefillin. The Tanan, but people definitely go out of their way to make tefillin like a kamiyah. The Tanan, the Medrash, the Midrashonos. Abba B'chadosh was Potter. So you see that people do make this whole, go through the whole rigmarole to make something, even if it's not for the mitzvah. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, I have a bray, Poktani Luhu. Go, Rabbi Zeira. Amar Rabbi Zeira says to Ahava his son, "Puk tenilahu, go and learn. Hamosei tchelas b'shuk. If you go out into the shuk and you find tchelas, l'shonos psulin. Right? If they are these strips, they're pasul. Chutim upsakin. But if they're strips, they're kasher. L'fish ein adam tareach. Because people's not tareach. So Amar Rava, wait a second. I asked you a question from the Mishnah, and just mishum the tali l'ahava braid Rabbi Zeira kifi tlalei. That's enough. B'hat na b'medar mumi shonos b'chelas b'pater." We say clear that by tefillin you do. So by tzitzis also maybe they go out of their way and make the tefillin this way. So Amar Rava, tarach below tarach tanoihi. Whether or not people are tareach with something that's shalol shei mitzvah, it's a machlokas tanoihim. The sanya, we have a brisa, hamotzei tefillin, machnisin zug zug, echad ish ve'echad isha, ve'echad chadashos ve'echad yishanos, divrei Rav Meir, right? Rav Meir says it doesn't make a difference, chadash yishanos, because no one's making tefillin like this, it's not going to be tareach. And that's him. Rav Meir is going to be our, by the tzitzis also. No one's going to this length to make something that's not for the mitzvah. But Rabbi Yehuda oser bechadashos. Rabbi Yehuda says oser bechadashos umata bishanos. Alma mar. Rabbi Yehuda savar tarach inish. Person is toreach to make this copy of the mitzvah. Umar Rav Meir savar lo tarach inish. People are not going to be toreach. So the case over here, the finding the tchelos and the shuk is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who says somebody is toreach. Okay. Stop here again. Today's shiur is Zeicher Nishmas. Friday official Ben Rav Menachem Mendel. Shama should have a Leah. Everyone have a good day.